We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
.33 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Did you hear that nonsense? So just so we're all clear, in case you missed any of this, Joe Biden, during that State of the Union address, accidentally, inadvertently wandered into the truth, sort of, kind of. He screwed up the name Laken Riley, Laken Hope Riley, if you want to know all three of her names, called her Lincoln Riley, not once, but twice, while he's looking at a pin with her name on it. And he referred to the illegal alien who has been charged with murder. He referred to the illegal alien as an illegal. And that's what they're upset about. They're not upset with the murder of the nurse. They're not upset with a border that at this point doesn't even exist in anyone's mind. It's the fact that accidentally Joe Biden told the truth. Not to worry, he'll be back to his pre-scripted garbage soon enough. It's outrageous. But that's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with. Quick note here, then we're going to talk with Joshua Waller. I'm really looking forward to that. 804 says, Jeff, you know, if these people had to pull this on I-95 in Henrico County, the Commonwealth's attorney Shannon Taylor wouldn't prosecute them. You know that. Yeah, Dave, I absolutely agree with you. 757 says, Jeff, good afternoon. Just curious, how much do you think these people were paid to pull off this stunt, and do you think it covered court costs and fines? Well, just so you know, the local Antifa folks are raising money as we speak for the legal costs for the useful idiots who chained themselves across I-95 earlier in the day. I don't know if they get their PLO kefias back or not. Who knows? Who knows? Well, maybe Joshua Waller knows. Joshua is part of something called the Israel Guys, and it's just a cool concept and a cool platform, and I'm so happy that he has made time for us. Joshua, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Jerry, good to be on with you.
It's Jeff, and it's great to have you here, Josh.
Jeff, good to be on with you.
Nah, no worries at all. Do me a favor, because I don't know that I'm painting the picture properly of you and the, quote, Israel guys, but tell everybody what this is all about.
I tell you what, I went to Israel for the first time when I was 14 years old. I'm originally from Middle Tennessee. And I saw one thing at a young age that I was shocked by, and that was the demonization, you know, and the absolute making Israel look like these little demons. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we see that here in America. I mean, this is left versus right and right. The politics we're seeing here. But when you go to Israel, it's absolutely on steroids. When I saw that, I said, somebody's got to tell the truth. Everybody's lying. And so we started the Israel Guys to combat some of those, the misinformation, the demonization of the Jewish people. And we're just literally telling what's actually going on, not like this, political nonsense that we see actually covering the globe today. And we're just another boots on the ground. Yeah. I live full time in Israel. Yep. And I just a boots on the ground voice of some of the actual things that are happening, not the made up nonsense that we're seeing the political regimes around the world broadcasting that people are somehow believing.
Well, you know, this is such a cool idea. And, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you. I'm thinking, yeah, well, definitely not an Israeli accent. I know that for sure. But you are right there, boots on the ground, picking up and coming from Middle Tennessee. So what has the difference been once you got to Israel?
Well, I would say that the biggest thing is I mean, a lot of us, we just don't know Jewish people. I was raised in Franklin area. We didn't know Jewish people. I got there and I saw something I was just undone by. The Jewish people, they were turned back to this land after 2,000 years.
Yep.
They're putting their roots down, and I'm telling you, all hell's breaking loose at the opportunity for the Jewish people, and they're coming back to their homeland. Like, anybody that doesn't know that Jews belong in Judea is out of their mind. When Biden says that there's going to be a two-state and he's going to create an Arab state, because it's just right in Biden's mind that, of course, Arabs belong in Judea.
Right,
Something's wrong.
Yeah. Well,
Jews, you know, if Americans belong in America,
right.
I don't know about you, but I think Jews have a right, an ancient right, a biblical right.
That's right.
In the ancient homeland, it's called Judea.
I'm going to tell you something, Josh. You know, I'm sitting here. I am a Jewish American, American Jew, whichever way we run the adjectives in this day and age. And I am so thrilled that someone like you and the other members of the Israel guys are speaking out like this. You know, because you're on the ground in Israel. Oftentimes, the Jewish community in America has been so co-opted by left-wing agenda items that it's replaced everything relating to Judaism. And so they hear things like, quote, the two-state solution. And, I mean, you can look around. How many Arab states do you see surrounding Israel?
Well, yeah. Well, for some reason, they've got this idea that we need another one.
Yeah.
There's 21 Arab states just right there. That's what, you know, Middle East made up a bunch of, you know, most part jihadists, you know, looking for jihad against the Jewish state. And somehow we've gotten this, you know, it's even permeated into the conservative world in America through even the Republican platform has had the idea that a two-state solution is somehow a great thing.
Yeah.
I could not, it couldn't be the farthest thing from the truth that that's somehow good for Israel. No, that's horrible for Israel.
Yeah.
You want to create a 22nd Arab state right smack dab in the one and only Jewish state known to man on the whole planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
And the fact that people think that this, you know, this 22nd Arab state that they want to call Palestine would somehow live and be, you know, peaceful, coexist peacefully with Israel. October 7th should have obliterated that idea.
Yep.
But unfortunately, it didn't. And you see it across the globe. It's somehow even rooted in the Biden administration. It woke them up to this idea that it's even closer than ever before. The idea that these barbaric terrorists, and if you want to, the whole thing is a part of that. The Palestinian Authority supports the October 7th massacre. The 21 terror organizations living right around me.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that, oh, there's going to be some sort of peace. No. When that kind of regime exists, there will be no peace with them.
Mm-hmm.
And when right now, We have the entire IDF. The people of Israel have never been more united ever, except on this issue.
Wow.
Of eradicating terrorism.
Yeah.
And we've got the Biden administration opposing that.
Josh,
we got Biden saying, no, we need a two-state, and we want to hold you back.
Yeah. Josh, let me ask you, because you mentioned that, hold them back. Now, there are people in the United States right now, and let me remind everybody, Joshua Waller is joining us. He's part of the Israel guys. This is it's just a great platform. I mean, a podcast, visual, it's got everything. These are guys who are from the United States. They've been in Israel forever and ever. By the way, these are, as I understand it, for the most part, these are Christian men who have decided we're going to live in Israel and help the Jewish people, which I love. Joshua, there are a lot of particularly college students in the United States. They're walking around. They're wearing Yasser Arafat-style keffiyehs. They believe that they're, quote, stopping a genocide. And they are chanting, many of them, useful idiots that they are, from the river to the sea. Now,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Do you mind explaining to everybody what that really means?
Right. Well, first off, these guys need to check their sources. The unfortunate thing is they're literally chanting for their own demise. Yeah. They're asking for something that actually desires their death as well. Yep. When you put a kafir on in America and you side with the Palestinians, they're laughing at you. They think you're the biggest idiot in town. Because they know that they have deceived you 100% and that you're the next one on their list.
Right.
America is in for it. A bunch of our young people. I mean, on TikTok, we have one pro-Israel view to 50 pro-Hamas. Mm. And this is really the root of our problem. Yeah. We have young people being deceived into throwing these kafirs on, thinking that they're, you know, standing up for some, you know, virtue of truth and justice in the planet, when it's the farthest thing from it. This is a real injustice that's happening. And, and you talk about misinformation. This is the finest example of misinformation on the planet right now, is these, you know, justice people standing up for one of the most unjust causes on the planet. And I'll give you an example. I was just back in my hometown here a few days ago, back in Tennessee, and I looked at a sign right next to the road, and it said, "Israel's kid killed 10,000 Palestinians and our tax dollars paid for it." And I asked people, "Is that true?" And a lot of people go, no. Or if they're pro-Palestinian, they say, "Yeah, that's exactly right." And I say, "Well, you know, it's just misinformation. It's missing one word. It's missing the fact that those 10,000 were terrorists."
Right.
It's misinformation. Right. It's misleading people to think that Israel's killing innocent people.
Yeah.
Israel's war on terror is one of the most successful wars on terror the world has ever seen. Mm-hmm. America didn't have this kind of success. We're talking about a 1-to-1 ratio right now to civilian to terrorist, and it depends on how you want to classify terrorist. I would venture to say it's even more.
Right.
Every single one of those people that they killed was pro terrorist entering Israel. Not one of the people that Israel's taken out would say that October 7th shouldn't have happened. Every single one of them would agree.
That's right.
The Arab world that surrounds Israel is 100% behind the aggression of the Arabs against the Jewish people. So, we've got some serious issues here in America with misinformation, and hopefully we're combating that right now.
I certainly hope so. The Israel Guys is what this is called. I'm going to get you to give all the social media handles in a moment. Josh Waller is joining us, native of, Franklin, Tennessee?
That's right.
Yeah, that's a nice place. Hey, that's Dave Ramsey territory. There are a lot of good people in Franklin. That's a very nice place.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got to ask you as well, Josh. We're talking about some of the useful idiots here in America. We just had a group of nitwits this morning chain themselves across I-95 in downtown Richmond, 3.5 hours. People were trying to get to work or from work were interrupted. We've also seen some of the signs, some of the videos of a group, and I'm sure you've seen it, but they call themselves, quote, queers for Palestine. And they are, in many cases, they are guys dressed as women who are, quote, supporting Gaza. And I just have to ask, Josh, how long would the team from Queers for Palestine be able to stand on a street corner in Gaza and push their message?
Well, yeah, you well know, Jeff, the answer to this. I wouldn't have brought this up, but it's very clear. The answer, and this is actually the story behind what I was going to tell earlier, is actually the misinformation. There was a story about these guys where they were like, you know, that exact thing. "Well, you stand for nothing." I said, "You got to check your sources, because you don't know that they would kill you the very moment that you were left there. If you show up there, you're dead."
Yep.
Like, that's what the Islamic jihadic world thinks of you.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you're standing up to somehow some sort of justice when you're the one on their hit list,
right?
You're the one they want to take out.
Yep.
It's pretty insane.
I do my best, Josh, to remind people it's Saturday first and then it's Sunday. You know, in Arabic it sounds a little bit different, but that's the message.
Yeah,
Saturday first,
yeah.
And Sunday next. Now, you guys, number one, you're amazing. I mean, I say that, and I also have to thank you from the bottom of my heart as a Jewish guy who oftentimes looks around for support. You guys are amazing. And is the best way for people to follow you simply to go to the IsraelGuys.com? I mean, you got a million different social media places. What do you think is the best?
Yeah, absolutely. IsraelGuys.com. You can find us on YouTube or anywhere else. You just type in The Israel Guys, and you'll find us anywhere. All the social medias, whatever one you're on, whatever one you use, type in The Israel Guys, and you'll find us. We're the only ones out there, The Israel Guys.
It's incredible. Hey, Josh, I got to ask you a question. I'm looking at your website right now. It talks about bringing 3,000 Christians to Israel to help the Jewish people. For folks who are listening to right now, because we have a lot of great people in Virginia, if they wanted somehow to be involved, how do they help?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, this is how I got to know Israel. And I would encourage everybody. You know, tours are one thing. Tours aren't really happening in Israel right now. There's solidarity trips happening, but I'm actually the director of operations for a volunteer work. That's what I've done for the last 20 years.
Okay.
I've served the nation of Israel. According to the New York Times, they say we're effectively obstructing the creation of a Palestinian state.
Oh, well, mazel tov. Congratulations.
Isn't that great? Yeah. I like to make it a little more positive. I like to say that we're effectively building the Jewish state, which that's what we do. We bring volunteers in. We help Jewish people to be established in the land, specifically the Judea and Samaria areas. And if people don't know what Judea and Samaria is, you just need to go take a history lesson. Everybody misuses the term West Bank, which is just they're just buying lines right out of the leftist Arab, ideas, and think that that's okay. It's not okay. Judea and Samaria, we work specifically there to see the Jewish presence there bolstered, to be strengthened, in order to see the Jewish community strong and thrive in the ancient homeland. So that's what I've done for the last 20 years, is actually bring volunteers to serve specifically in strengthening the Jewish presence of Judea and Samaria.
All right. Excellent. I'm also going to, I know you're not going to mind, but I just want to give you the heads up. We're going to share all of the social media links and platforms on all of our social media platforms. I'm especially going to send people to the Israel Guys store, because I got to figure that's it's a great way to support your mission.
Absolutely. That's great. Thank you so much for doing that.
Excellent. Well, listen, I want to check in with you again if that's not a problem for you, because you continue to cover so much. It is vitally important, and I want to help you out in any way that I can, because you are helping out my people in every sense of the word. God bless you and the team for what you're doing, my friend. I appreciate it. Toda rabah, chaver.
You bet. Besimcha. You know, there's very few southern boys that you'll hear speaking Hebrew to you, but you got one here. We're glad to be on the team.
I'll tell you what, when you could get somebody to say "Mazel tov, y'all," I mean, this is this is a good thing. I love it. Well, listen,
that's
again,
that's
Josh,
right.
I appreciate you being here. I'm Yisrael Chai. I will talk to you again soon.
I'm Israel Chai. That's right. All right. We'll be in touch, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much. Be safe. All right. That is Josh Waller. His organization, we call it the Israel Guys. They call it the Israel Guys. It's like 20 different American Christian men who said, oh my gosh, I got to stand with the people of Israel. I've got to get the truth out. They are on every single social media outlet. They've got a store to support them. I will get all of this up, and you'll be able to take a look. I'll put it up on Facebook. That's probably the easiest, right? The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. I'll put that up there while you're online. Hey, got a couple of tickets left for Politics and Pints, presented by Chronic Care of Richmond. We got Brian Kilmeade coming in. Do yourself a favor while you're online. You're going to take a look at The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook to find out about the Israel Guys. Go to WRVA.com. Get yourself one of the handful of tickets that's left for Politics and Pints, March the 20th in Hopewell at the Beacon Theater. It is 3:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.